Have you ever looked at the clock and noticed it's exactly 11:11, and then it happens again and again, and then finally you start wondering, what does this really mean? And that's exactly what's been happening to me about the last year, maybe year and a half. No matter where I've gone, everywhere I look, I see the number 11:11. Seems like every time I look at the clock, it's 11:11. It can be day, it can be night. I'd be on my phone, I look at the time, it's 11:11 on my computer. I drive by a bank, I see 11:11. I see 11s on TV. And, you know, it's just really strange. I've just thought, what is going on? What is happening? And then, you know, start doing some studying. And there's a lot of info out there about it. It's actually, I guess, a pretty common thing for some folks. And there's different theories. You know, possibly there's a, you know, someone's trying to tell you something. Or you have a spiritual being that's overlooking you, like, say, almost like a guardian angel, so to say. So in all of my studying the issue, I've come up with about 6 bullet points of possibilities. And I'll go down my bullets for you. Number one is the synchronicity theory, which has many believing that seeing 11:11 is not random at all, then that it's a sign of synchronicity, which is a mysterious alignment between you, time, and the universe, as if reality is trying to get your attention for some reason. I don't really necessarily think I fall into that category. The next possibility is the spiritual awakening signal, which some say 11:11 is the awakening code, which is a number sequence meant to remind you that you're more than flesh and bone. You're a spiritual being temporarily living a human life. And I have heard this discussed quite a bit, not in the 11:11 sense, but in a general conversation on TikTok and other places, folks talking about our spiritual being basically being temporarily, temporary, that we're here temporarily. So, you know, possibly. The third point is the gateway or portal idea, where others claim that 11:11 represents a cosmic portal, maybe a doorway opening for just a moment, a time when intentions, thoughts, and maybe even prayers carry extra power. So, yeah, I mean, possibly. I'm not really too keen on that one. The next point would be angels and guides theory. And I guess in the realm of angel numbers, 11:11 is seen as a number which is a message from guides, protectors, or even extraterrestrial watchers, basically whispering to you that you are on the right path. This is the one that I really have the most open mind to being possible for me, and I'll explain as I get to the end of my list here, and we'll come back to that one and how it relates possibly to me. Number 5 on my list is the Chosen One's perspective, which there's a darker twist of this one, which some believe only certain people repeatedly see 11:11 because they're being marked for something. Chosen maybe for something bigger, something they may not fully understand, which, you know, leaves a lot of things possible in that possibility there. And the final bullet point that I have on it, the 6th issue, is the simulation clue, where there's this, you know, it's basically the wildest idea of all, that 11:11 is a glitch in the matrix, basically. Like a subtle code maybe left behind to remind us that reality may not be as real as we think. Not too sure about that one. I'm open to the possibility of, you know, the simulation theory and those type things. So, but I think more for me, I would go back to the angels and guides theory, where I said, like, you know, an angel number, that's the one that kind of really rings with me, like a message from someone or a protector. Most likely for me would be the extraterrestrial watchers. I feel, you know, I've always had a connection with the paranormal since I was a child, been fascinated with ghosts and the paranormal, aliens, ETs, non-human entities, UFOs. That's always kind of been my jam for my entire life since I was a kid. I can sit for hours watching YouTube videos about the paranormal, you know, watching the main players out there on YouTube, Casper Seitz, King Frostmare, those guys, Chills. I really like what I can spend hours sitting watching those guys. And then, of course, all the alien and UFO enthusiast channels out there on YouTube and TikTok. So I think as I've seen, like I said, for like the year, you know, the last year, year and a half, seeing this 11-11 in my daily life everywhere, it's kind of with the coming of this latest object in space, the Three-Eye Atlas, it's really rung a bell with the, all the talk of possible alien visitation, that this could be possibly aliens, which I'm on the fence 50-50, you know, of it being a comet or possibly being something intelligently controlled. But I did notice that for a short period of time, right before I heard the news of Three-Eye Atlas, I stopped seeing 11-11 suddenly. I noticed it myself that I wasn't seeing it quite as often. And when I was seeing it, it even started happening that my wife started seeing it. She started noticing it herself. It kind of was bleeding over to her, and she would bring it to my attention that on her phone was 11-11, or on her car, you know, radio, 11-11 would be on the display. But then for a short period of time before Three-Eye Atlas has come into the news, I markedly noticed that I wasn't seeing 11-11 quite as much. Now, the last few weeks, as this thing is moving in, I've started seeing 11-11 again. So that's kind of, you know, what's ringing a bell with me, that I have that connection for 11-11. I know there's a lot of other folks I've seen online that have experienced the 11-11 phenomenon. I'd be interested if anybody has comments, you know, they want to post here if they've had the experience, or if they're familiar with the experience themselves, or maybe know someone else who has. Just trying to get a feel out there for other folks' take on the issue. So basically the question is 11-11 just coincidence, or is it maybe a hidden signal waiting, you know, basically to be decoded? Maybe it's a message. Maybe it's a spirit guide. Maybe it's angels. Maybe it's aliens. Who knows? So tell me what you all think. I'll be interested to read your comments, and I'll try to respond if I see some good ones in there. Thanks, and see you later.